introducing the 2013 fan guest of honor. It's GRD's Weekly.
Not presumptuous at all, huh, Bruce?
No, not in the slightest. You did that so much louder than you tested the audio.
Did I? Okay.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to GRD's Weekly episode
155.
We're the fine folks.
I thought it was 156.
No, it's 156.
Oh, okay. That hence
you have one job.
Oh, my one job. I got you. One job right here.
We are the fine folks from GeekRadioDaily.com, that helpful, friendly place you can go to for all of your fantastic geeky information. Find us on Twitter, Facebook, all of those places. It's awesome. It truly is. And the people bringing it in here tonight, well, the lady who likes to start trouble, that's the Flintstress.
You think you're so pretty? You're not going to be so pretty come prom time.
Okay.
That, who am I beating up?
I don't know.
Whoever.
That's the Bruce.
You're not well-liked. You're abrasive and off-putting.
So there is that.
Aww.
Podcaster, game show host, part-time backroom brawler. It's David Bouchon.
Hey, LWE, I challenge you to a beat-up.
Can you say something?
No. No. And, of course, the patron saint of this fine program, podcasting's Rich Siegfried.
You dress in the manner of a male prostitute.
So I'd like to thank you all for being here.
And I move like a pregnant yak.
Well, you know, somebody had to. So, yeah, Nikki Klein was supposed to be here, but she has a job. And as an actor, if an acting gig comes up, you have to drop everything else that happens.
I know everything.
She's very sad because at Mysticon, we shared a moment. So we'll try to do the best we can by getting right to the heart of the matter. And what have you been doing, geeky? Yo. Yes,
I've been doing tons of geeky stuff. I even have it on my phone. That's pretty geeky,
what?
Right?
Oh, my God.
I know, because I didn't have a computer or anything. Watched Once Upon a Time. We're caught up on Once Upon a Time.
Yes, we are. Watch
Yay.
Upon a Time fans?
Anyone like that
yeah.
show?
Yeah.
I like that show. Yay. It's pretty
okay.
good.
Once Upon a Time or Grimm? Exactly.
Once upon a time,
definitely. And I was not expecting, spoiler alert if you're not like caught up or whatever, but I was not expecting the little twist right at the end of the last episode. So maybe Mary Margaret is not guilty after all. Dun, dun, dun. Jeez.
It's an omen. It's a higher power trying to tell me through bunnies that we're all going to die. Oh,
is that
God. What
okay, I don't
that was
that.
The twist.
Okay, it was
with
good time.
Bunnies.
It was
yes.
Fantastic.
We also watched Castle.
Woo.
Yeah, they're behind an episode. Well, the next episode is going to have...
Yeah.
What's his name? Adam Baldwin.
Your hat.
Yeah, that's why I was looking at you. Yeah, but so they took a week off, and then they had one where it was like Scotland Yard was partnering up with the gang, and
Hello.
There was a little love tension between Kate.
I didn't have time to talk to you because I'm with Scotland Yard. That's why you think I'm... I don't remember what the guy
said. It was something like that. Yeah, it was something quite like that.
I have no idea.
It was pretty good.
I don't remember in the slightest.
Of course, and the big one that I promise not to forget this time, Game of Thrones.
Hey, look at you.
Yay. I know. It's on my list, and I actually said it this time.
Nice.
Yeah, that show was crazy awesome.
What'd you like so much about it?
Put me on the spot. I'm still a little hungover.
It's an awesome show. I love it so much, but I don't know why.
Tyrion. Yeah, he's the whole show. Essentially, you know, a Lannister always pays his debts. So,
and again, so everyone, I'm trying to get this movement started now. Everyone, contact T. Morris as much as you can. We have found Peter Dinklage. We have found Bilibub Battings. I think.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
Thank you. Yes. Thank you. Let's make this happen. Let's get the memes going. Nerds, get on it.
All right.
Geeks,
nerds,
make it happen.
Go, make it happen. Ah, my phone just turned off.
No.
No, wait, there it is. Oh, we went to North Carolina. That's not like super crazy geeky.
Oh, yeah, because your battery's dying.
Yeah, my battery's like almost
quick.
Dead. Okay, I'll talk really, really fast. We went to North Carolina.
No, I was kidding.
Okay. And it was fine. We randomly went to the beach, but that wasn't that geeky, but it was just random. Hey. And then we also went to see Shane Cooley play. Shane Cooley is this like local artist from like Tappahannock, sort
from
of.
From the Northern Neck area.
The Northern Neck area, and he's crooning, so we went to go see him.
Touring the country right now.
Yay.
Damn it. Good
My new like favorite guilty pleasure show is Smash, so we watched Smash.
Yes.
Yeah. Did you see it? Are you caught up on Smash?
I think I am. Yes. With Uma Thurman?
Yeah, the one
yes.
with Uma Thurman
yeah,
right at the end. So it'll be interesting to see
Uma
if she can
Thurman
hang in the show or if Karen's finally going to get her chance.
She won't last long.
It's such a dumb show and it has like no redeeming qualities, values. I don't know,
Other
but I just,
it's
love
good.
It.
Exactly
I just love it.
Like
it's good.
Hollywood. Yeah.
Exactly.
Or Broadway, excuse
yes.
me.
And we also did like a sort of mini marathon of Young Justice. We're finally caught up on Young Justice.
Yes.
So that show's kind of fun.
Yes, it is.
The whole Hey Megan thing or Hello Megan.
Hello.
Yeah, that was
And if
kind
you
of
didn't see the show, that meant nothing to
meant
you.
Meant nothing to
but
you.
But we
whatsoever.
Enjoyed it, so.
Yes.
Whatever.
So
I'm just saying that we did. You asked me what I did geeky, and
That's
that
true.
Was geeky.
Okay.
I did it. And we watched like a whole marathon, and it was fun.
Okay.
And we're trying to catch up on Eureka, because Eureka's coming back on TV, and everyone has told us that we need to watch Eureka.
So we just wrapped up season 3.
How many seasons are there?
Well, they're getting ready to start 5
Oh,
now.
We are not going to make it.
They're getting
it.
Ready to start 5 Right.
Yeah. So.
But it's just kind of like, it's crazy how they could up the ante every episode and there's always some new disaster and the whole world is going to be destroyed and then all of a sudden, oh, we fixed it right at the end.
Except is season 3 the place to put your big flashback to all previous episodes?
Yeah, they definitely did a clip show.
Clip
like, oh.
show?
Well, wasn't that when they thought that they
they were canceled or something? Like
maybe.
That. Like, that was one of the times that they were canceled.
Yeah, but then right at the end of the episode, Allison had her baby. Yep. So it was just kind of like you couldn't skip the whole episode because then we were thinking about it. I was like, oh, we could just fast forward. It's just a clip show. And then all of a sudden, bam, major plot point right at the end. It was like, ah. So anyway, Eureka. Okay, we are having, for my next one on my list, we're having everyone over to our house to play True Americans. Has
Hell's
anyone
yes,
been
we
watching
are.
New Girl? Oh. Anyone seen the show New Girl with Zooey Deschanel?
Yes.
Okay, so they have a drinking game called True Americans, and we're not entirely sure of the rules, except I totally looked it up on Wikipedia. But like, it's a drinking game where you have like all this beer, and then in the middle is a big bottle of alcohol, and your floor is lava,
so
you have
chairs.
To jump on all of your different furniture.
Tables, chairs,
I totally remember playing that game as a kid. Right, except without the drinking game part of it. So,
well, like at one point, Nick yells out JFK, and everyone else goes FDR and starts downing whatever they're drinking.
Right.
Yeah.
The only thing we have to fear is fear itself. And then it's like just a total random presidential based drinking game. I don't know. We need to figure it out.
Yeah,
somebody online has actually gone through the episode and figured out what the rules are. So.
Which is
wow. There are rules.
There yeah. are rules. Yeah.
So you're jumping from chair to chair while drinking lots.
Yes.
Of
yes.
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 It's fantastic.
It looks like a whole lot of fun.
Hey, we got furniture in here.
Yeah, if we could start it now. We could start it now.
It's a little early
in
the day for True Americans. It's a lot of drinking.
It's far too early to be drinking.
Hey, it's 5 o'clock somewhere.
Everyone.
The sound effects when he does that.
Oh, sorry.
For reasons too disturbing to mention, I find that hot.
Wow. Also on my list is Glee, which is also always fun.
Darren Criss can sing a song better than anyone who originally records it. What's the song he did?
Yeah, he did
Someone I Used to Know.
And as soon as he starts to sing it, I'm like, totally better than the original.
So much better.
Great. And he's way better than Katy Perry. Everything he does of Katy Perry is better.
So, that's true.
Yeah, Glee is like really
his teenage
fun.
Dream does rock. It really does. Thank
and
you.
Last on my list, we're also caught up on Alcatraz.
Yes!
Alcatraz, little sleeper show. You know, it's kind of fun. You think it's going to be the same every time, but then there was a little bit of a plot advance this time. So, yay for Alcatraz.
We finally got into the hatch and saw Desmond in this episode.
Excellent. It was, have you figured out what the
And they had to
are?
Press the button every 108 minutes.
Well, look, they open this thing up, and it's obvious some sort of hatch with computers and stuff in it. And literally, we looked at each other and go, oh, my God, we've got to put in the numbers. So...
It's by the same people who did Lost.
I have no idea where Alcatraz is going, but the warden on that show is the most fascinating character on TV right now.
Oh my God.
You've
got to
watch it for him. If not, you know what? You're giggling like a schoolgirl. I love it.
Him and Ben Linus would be.
Though, honestly,
he was watching anime.
We're getting another season. It has not been picked up yet.
Not yet.
Oh.
And there's a chance it may not be. They're actually worried about cancelization.
Well, why don't they stop showing?
Thanks, Stevie.
That'd be awesome.
No,
we're going in to get the rest of the 69ers, 63ers, whatever the hell they
69ers.
Are.
That's a completely different show.
That's Alcatrax.
XXX. Or it's not
a
Alcatrax.
Vivid production.
Wow. That has been my geeky week.
The?
I have two job interviews next week. We'll see how well that goes. Slow clap. Thank you very much. And I'm supposed to have a 2-day job coming up early next week, and the person who hired me for the job said, yeah, you're hired. We're not going to tell you when or where. It's in Surrey.
It's at some random person's house.
Yeah, probably. Hey, they're paying $21 an hour. I'm going to do the job full time. Thank you.
I think I'm filming that.
I'm not gay.
Yeah, it's very possible. Make sure if I have to wear a suit or tie or just the leather. Just make
I'm
sure
not gay.
Yeah, exactly.
You bet, move on to another topic because that bug's not going away.
It's not?
No.
Let's see. So other than that, yeah, it's been my geeky week. She covered everything else.
Wow.
That's a comprehensive list, bitch.
Or we only have an hour.
What have you been doing, Davey? Anything geeky? Anything at all?
Yeah, I've been watching all the new Doctor Who DVDs that have been coming out.
Nice.
Yes.
But didn't you already watch all of the episodes?
Well,
what possible new things could you find?
The Daemons. That was actually a really hard episode to find. It was like a $65 VHS that was now finally released on DVD this past week, and it is probably one of the most amazing John Pertwee episodes I've ever seen.
I didn't realize Damon Wayans was that old.
Dude, you can't have something without a Wayans. It just doesn't work. Now, for my money, it should have been Marlon Wayans, but
everything's better with Marlon Wayans.
Yeah. Right. Save Dungeons and Dragons the movie.
G.I.
Joe.
Wow.
G.I. Joe, come on. So, hello.
Oh, God. Okay. Yes?
Let's see.
Did I mention he's shy?
Yes, I'm very shy.
Oh, yeah. We'll talk about that later.
Yeah. The only other thing I've really been doing, because work's been crazy this week working at the library, I've been playing Final Fantasy 13 2, which is...
Wait, wouldn't that be 26? No. Flag on the play.
Or 15.
These stupid goddamn part twos of a already part something
But I'll tell you this, it's so much better than 13.
It would have to be.
Exactly.
It's
I'm enjoying playing this game.
Okay.
I was really shocked by that. But
Now, is 14 a prequel to 13, but not 12?
Exactly.
You have no idea what you're talking about, do you, Bruce?
Yeah, I do, actually.
Okay.
No, he doesn't.
All right. Next.
Podcasting.
Talking to the microphone, even. People would love that.
My geeky week. Well, watch the season finale of Justified, which that show is one of the coolest shows.
Cowboy hat.
Exactly. And Walton Goggins, he was also on The Shield. He plays Boyd Crowder. There's nothing that man can't do. And I agree with Scott Sigler that he should be in all of his stuff if he were to bring it to film.
I can see that.
Also, Psych, which is one of the funniest
shows that no one's watching, apparently.
But you know what? They have lasted.
I know.
Even though, like, crappy ratings, but they still last. And I mean, it's got so many pop culture references.
Well, it's on USA Network.
Does anybody watch The Mentalist on CBS? Right.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah. This is the funny, good version of that show that The Mentalist ripped off. Mm-hmm. So
essentially, it's almost like if Psych is the Weird Al cover of a song, and that's what you hear first, and then you
Mentalist
go watch
is Celine
The
Mentalist, Dion?
And you're just like, wow, why did that person do a really crappy, serious cover of a Weird Al song?
Yeah. Yeah, that's pretty much what it is.
Catching up on Walking Dead, the comic.
Nice.
Which I love, which, of course, I'm so stoked for the
where
next
are
season,
you?
Finally.
Yeah, spoiler
where
are alert, you? What part are you on?
No, I'm all the way caught up.
Oh, nice. Good man.
So,
I'm not quite
all
the way caught up.
I know a lot of people are like, oh, Carl should die in the TV show, and he shouldn't. Lori should be the one who dies, because now Carl has a gun and training and the will to use it.
And
so
doesn't wait 10 minutes after somebody leaves and starts flaking out and crashing cars on a deserted road.
Exactly. I was so excited when Lori did that, and I was like, yay, zombie's going to eat her. Man.
Crap.
Yeah, me too. She can go. But the way that she, you know, eventually bites it in the comic was definitely kind of like,
oh, yes.
She bites
I kind of felt really bad about, like, wanting her dead.
I don't know.
They say they're going to ramp it up. If you bring in Michonne, you have to say balls out. You're going for it.
Yeah.
Because if you bring her in and try to water her down, no, you're going to kill it, and we're going to walk away.
Yeah.
Or shamble away.
Let's hear what else. Community, of course.
Yes.
So glad
I forgot Community.
Loving all the episodes.
Evil that is John Goodman has reared its ugly head.
Is it unconfirmed?
I think it's...
We can edit it out later.
I think it's pretty confirmed.
Okay, we'll get on the mic and confirm it.
That's occurring.
On Gallifrey Pirate Radio, there's going to be a interview.
Yes, yeah, so we're going to be interviewing Inspector Space Time. Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Thanks to our sort of third regular co-host, Drew, who's not here this weekend. He has lined up some phenomenal interviews for us. We're also looking to interview David Ho, who was one of the
Watch your mouth.
Just talk about David.
Doctor Who,
I can dig it.
Back in the 70s.
No, see, never mind. And, I went for the pun.
Yeah. A couple other things. Last night, we did our monthly Cineplex 13 live MST3K of a horror movie. And we're
he didn't quite say horror.
Horror.
Of a horror movie?
That we had all those whores?
H-O-R-R-O-R. Sure.
Yeah.
And so we're actually going to be moving to doing those twice a month.
Woo!
Stoked about. Let's hear. Last night, well, not last night. I don't know what day it is. I have no concept of time. Thursday, we did Jason X, the one where he becomes a Muslim.
Nice. That's a good one.
In space.
It's so ridiculous.
That is some of Denzel's finest work.
Well,
right there. It really is.
Well, the thing is, we noticed that there is a correlation between the Friday the 13th movies and the Muppet movies.
What?
Jason in space. You had Muppets in space. Right. There was
Jason takes Manhattan.
And then there was, I think, Jason
Treasure
Island.
It's not called Jason.
Yeah, Jason Treasure Island was good.
What?
And if I could take everybody back in time.
Has there been a great Jason caper? Is that what it is?
The great Jason caper.
I like it.
Wow.
Yeah, Jason Christmas Carol.
You know, Jason in Oz, though, wasn't as good.
No.
The Jason Wizard of Oz was not.
Well, J.K. Simmons came out and then... All right.
And a quick mental note for everybody. When Friday the 13th, when Jason Takes Manhattan came out, Fangoria did a review, and the guy said the Muppets did a better job taking Manhattan, which is... How I will always remember that film.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes, well, we are launching Cineplex UHF, where we're going to be showing crappy 80s movies, and that's in the Raleigh area. And we are, of course, are starting with... And when I say crappy, I mean they're beloved, but they're not good. And we're actually starting off with Weird Al's UHF.
Which yes!
Nice.
So we had to.
Okay. Surprise!
I'll see you on 1, 2, 3. Never mind. You've already done it.
And of course, that was my favorite part of the entire
take a
movie.
Drink from the hose!
The fire hose.
The fire hose, that's right.
Damn.
Be there.
Nothing! Absolutely nothing! You're so stupid!
I apparently had a dream about that and was yelling stuff out about
really?
It. Really? Game show and fish. It's a very real true story.
Of
yeah.
What, last night?
That makes so much more sense now. Putting that into context makes so much more sense now.
Doesn't it though? But and the last thing that has been occupying my geeky 2 weeks has been Dream Host sucks.
Yes. By the way, wait, you're going to talk about that now?
Yeah.
Could you wait 1 second?
Sure.
First off, let me take over for a moment to tell you my geeky week, because that's an entire segment on its own.
Right. Oh, yeah.
So I've watched the first season of The Increasingly Poor Decisions of Todd Margaret with David Cross, which is he's a temporary guy at this stupid company, and Will Arnett overhears him learning Korean and how not to be a pussy. That's the name of the tape, how not to be a pussy in Korean. And thinks he's a master salesman and sends him to the UK to launch their new power drink. And the increasingly poor decisions. Every episode starts with him sitting in court in the UK, and you're listening to all the charges. And then we go to the episode and see how out of context and in context some of these charges really are. It's a beautiful thing.
So every episode is a flashback episode, essentially.
Basically, yes. But we're getting closer and closer to the actual trial. So.
Oh, okay.
And then what happens? Because is it kind of like Finding Bigfoot?
Well, we're gonna go side flashes like Lost in
yes.
the final season.
Oh, okay. Yeah. See, I figured with Finding Bigfoot, they actually found him, shaved him, called him Bobo, because they knew they were gonna lose their show if they.
There is something like that. So played the apples to apples Xbox game. So you missed that too.
Yeah, I did. That was because it wasn't all that fun.
It's not quite right, because to play a proper local multiplayer game like you would, you need at least 3 people.
Just like you'd need to actually play like the card game in the box. But we were like, all right, it's Xbox. There has to be a way for us
it
to be in the same room playing together with other people.
Does.
No, it didn't work.
You can go online and play against other people. But then you would need for us to both play against other people online, a separate Xbox, a separate... Oh, my God. Really? That's just dumb. But otherwise, it's pretty fun. It's got some good times to it. I did sit down and decide to go ahead and watch the Green Lantern movie again. And yes, I'm still right. It's a 5 if you don't like Green Lantern. It's probably a 6 if you do. It's still not that good. It's good for 20 minutes, and then you
it
should turn
fun.
It off. Really, just go get Green Lantern First Flight and Green Lantern Emerald Knights. Watch those two and forget Ryan Reynolds ever desecrated the name of Hal Jordan.
And by the way, I'm going to jump in and take over.
Oh, my God.
Oh,
dude.
From the make you feel series, better.
Huh? I asked you if you'd gotten any of the McDonald's.
See, I wouldn't have called
stuff.
This as the McDonald's one because this is
that
actually
really good.
This is better than the Happy Meal animation they use in the Green Lantern cartoon.
Yes.
He looks less shiny.
Push the button on the back.
He's got a
There's
button.
He's got a button. Not that button.
Ooh.
He lights up.
Ooh.
Shiny.
Yes, and he has 3 points of articulation.
Here, put
show
him right
me
here.
On the doll.
Oh, so McFarlane didn't
you.
Make this then.
No.
Nice.
Wow.
All right, going on. What else? Oh, has anyone seen the trailer for the FP? You heard just a bit of it earlier. It was actually Davey's intro of...
Hey, LWE, I challenge you to a beat-up!
I don't know exactly how to describe this movie. There's been 2 trailers lately that I've watched that as I'm watching them, my brain just goes, what? One was Dark Shadows, the other is the FP. The FP are these 2 competing gangs in some town, and I can't tell if it's in the future or not, but... They play Dance Dance Revolution to settle their...
I have
except
seen
they,
this.
Except
what?
They don't call it Dance Dance Revolution. It's called Beat Beat Revelation. So this guy, they challenge each other to beat-offs.
Copyrighted for
And it's
play
supposed,
the I'm not gay sound.
And it's supposed to be a serious movie. It's not.
Yes, it's
not being
to be.
Presented. It doesn't. It's not like Surf Nazis Must Die, where you can tell it's supposed to be a comedy. It's warring gangs who settle their shit, not on the streets... But dancing.
But with beats.
Wow.
Not in the all
not in the streets, but it sounds
if that's
beats,
not the tagline, I don't know what the hell should be. I'd also like to give a big shout out to Ken Doyle and Shane Barrett for we had some issues which we're gonna be talking about in just a moment, in which we lost 4 of our episodes.
Well,
that was
on.
A fun text.
And
hey,
these guys
you have
still had
so and so through so and so? No.
And I was like,
why?
Okay then. So we moved on because we've had some issues.
From Alderaan to Krypton. From Castle Grayskull to the Gates of Mordor, from their lips to your basement, I mean to your underground lair. It's GRD News.
You were saying?
Wait, he shouldn't talk about basements and lairs and stuff like that when he's actually doing an impression of Cowboy Bill. From
sorry, that was a joke
Lambs.
For me.
Yeah. All right.
We do the jokes for the two people who get them. Those two people are not in the room at the
Crickets.
Moment, so I'm sorry about that. Oh, wait.
So the server problems, DreamHost basically had some sort of a server issue, so they had to change hardware, and they were updating for backups. The backups were from 2 months before. While they were doing that, the new hardware crashed, and so for a week and a half, the internet was dead with just about anything dealing with any of my my websites. And
including Geek Radio Daily.
Yeah, it was just awful.
And the problem was, it was about half of the websites because they're all on one machine. But anyway. Yeah, it was a pain in the ass, and even though I've been with DreamHost for about 7 years now, half the time they forget to bill me, which is nice.
Cool, even better.
It's always a good reason to stay with somebody.
And storage, I'm kind of needing to look somewhere else because that really annoyed me. And I think that the forums are still down. I haven't had a chance
they
to
are.
Check at them because they didn't
every yeah the main stuff. Site is up. You can get episodes, but the forums are down, and all the paths we have to get to the admin panels for the forums to reset it, we can't get into.
Yeah, so we need to switch software with those forums because PHPB is such a pain in the ass. It's old and creaky, and we just need to come up with something else. But
Who set that up?
Essentially, yeah.
Okay. Oh, okay. I thought that was me.
That was because that was the first time I'd installed that software.
When it wasn't old and
creaky. Everybody else use it. It must be fine. Yeah, when it comes to the internet, that is not smart.
New.
But the site is up, which makes me happy because I think it was down collectively for about 2 weeks. And
the beautiful thing were the people that took like 12 days to go, hey, is something wrong with your site? I'm like, oh, yeah, you guys love us. That was my action post. Nice. Well, have fun driving to Baltimore.
You know, so I'm glad it's up and now my troubles begin because the backups that they pulled from are the ones before I removed all the viruses that
So the virus that we got rid of is now back
because
we have a site. If we didn't have a site, the virus would be gone.
Yes. That cure all the problems, wouldn't it?
You take the good, take the bad.
Take them both. There you have.
Facts of life.
Just EMP the whole thing.
Just done. So that will be back up, so don't worry. Please don't worry. Next week, I will be in Denver, Colorado for Starfest, and right away, for all of you that have been excited and happy, Jonathan Frakes is not doing interviews with anyone.
Oh,
screw him.
We can ambush him. You can ambush him at the bar.
You totally could have asked him about, like, the Thunderbirds.
I was going to.
Really?
I was going to ask him if he would have preferred to have done the classic marionette-style Thunderbirds, or if he was excited to have a live-action Bill... what's his face?
Well, did he mean to get Bill Paxton?
I don't,
and ended up or Bill Pullman.
Everyone means to get Bill Pullman and gets Bill Paxton.
I understand there's about a 60% confusion rate when they hire one; they're thinking they're getting the other one.
Their numbers are like one off two, which is so confusing.
Well, that's your mission for the weekend: is to do all your formal, actual interviews, and then stalk
just
Jonathan Frakes
style.
Just
sneak up on people.
Hey, Marina Sirtis talked to me. Why do you think you're... She said you were cool. What, are you not cool, dude? You're going to call her a liar? I'll have to punch you in the face. And then once I'm escorted...
Right, after you get out of jail.
I got a question for you.
You can punch him in the face. He's not going to chase after you that fast.
No, he's not. And I see what you did there. So thank you for that. And is that all we got
again,
coming up?
Two people.
Oh, wait, I got some. I got a sonic screwdriver.
There you go.
Ooh.
It's a Matt Smith sonic screwdriver, and I love it.
I forgot mine at home.
Yeah. Well, you said it beautifully. We have two sonic screwdrivers that we left at home because, what did you say?
Well, because they're just part of our, they sit on the coffee table. They're just part of our, like, we didn't look at the table and go, oh, those don't belong there because they just are there. They're just part of our life. Yep.
So, oops. So we didn't have those. So what are you going to do? Nothing, I think. And in the meantime, we'll try to find other news related stuff and we'll let you know about it. Stop it.
Looks like you've got mail waiting.
We do. If you can't find the tribe, if you can't find them online, I have them all as AVIs and some as MKVs. I can dump them onto a few data DVDs and mail them out if you want them. Not easy to find in the U.S. Only reason we saw it was we lived in a rural area and had satellite and stars had it. Raj's sexuality. Yeah, he's not gay. Oh, wow. He just went from the tribe to the Big Bang Theory.
Big Bang Theory.
Without even blinking.
Yeah, wow.
Awesome.
At least a period in there?
He's fantastically wealthy and Indian. Nods. In other news, one of you come to Gen Con, it's all of 5 to 10 miles from my house, and more often than not, I don't go. Might one day this year. That's from Ryan. Ryan said in our Hunger Games, the movie, not the book, the movie episode that if we were interested in the concept, we should watch this New Zealand show called The Tribe.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, and they're finally releasing it to DVD, finally here in the States.
Oh, we'll see, Ryan. Hurry up and send it to us before you get arrested for sending it to us.
Yeah.
I'm just saying. Dear guys and lady.
Oh. Maybe they thought Nikki Klein was going to be here.
Yeah. Well, no. Wasn't listening. I listened to your episode 154, and on the story about life on meteorites, I have something to say. That is when the main character from when is the main character from Metroid going to be kicking dino butt?
Tomorrow.
Okay. That's from Jonathan in Albuquerque. We had a story a few episodes back, because when we don't sit here, we're not going to bore you with news. Psh, posh. And you can find news at the forums at geekradiodaily.com once they're back up. But Facebook and Twitter right now still work.
Yes.
They'd found, the potential for the beginnings of life, the Big Bang thing, traces on a meteorite. So apparently Jonathan wants to know when that translates into Samus in a tight suit kicking dinosaurs' butts. Okay.
That's a logical conclusion.
I followed along just fine.
Wow.
You know what? That actually reminds me of something else I did.
Okay. Speaking of dinosaurs.
Got to know how this relates.
On Machinima.com, if you dig video games, they have this great story called All Your History or Belong to Us. And what it is, it's this little documentary series where they talk about the beginnings of various video game franchises, video game companies, and whatnot. And it's fascinating and really well put together. But they actually went over and through the stuff that led to Metroid becoming a game. And it was fascinating because it's funny that he mentioned that, because at one point in time, dinosaurs were going to factor into.
Well, there you go.
Oh, there it is. See? And it all full circle. Full circle. So if you'd like to drop a note, please do. It's podcast Billy Flynn, the Bruce Flynn, Stressalt at geekradiodaily.com. Or, of course, you could send a voicemail to
206-3-FUN-HECK.
You sure you don't want to jump in, Jet? What is it?
206-3-FUN-HECK.
Anna would join you. Go ahead.
206-3-FUN-HECK.
So sit right there, and we'll be right back, in which we're going to play the game. What?
Welly, whatever is that contraption?
It is called a nook.
Just a moment. You're reading Night's Plutonian Shore by Jack Mangan.
And I have Dust on the Davenport by O.M. Gray queued up next.
What a brilliant notion. Tales from the Archives, available as Penny Dreadfuls.
What?
You're quite right, Welly. Available as 99 Penny Dreadfuls.
Hold on. These are still classified documents.
Strike up the music. Announcers, if you please.
The 99 Penny Dreadfuls. Where did you come from? Steampunk short stories from Phil Rossi, Nathan Lowell, Valerie Griswold Ford, and many others. Available for 99 cents. How did you get down here? With an orchestra.
Visit the Kindle store at Amazon.com, the Nook store at BarnesandNoble.com, or Smashwords.com.
Please leave.
Or visit the short stories page at MinistryofPeculiarOccurrences.com.
Hi, this is Walter Koenig, and you're listening to Geek Radio Daily.
E.T. Letters of the alphabet and the title of a movie. We love this.
We want to get started on making E.T. right away, Stephen.
Great.
So the only note we have is on the very last page. It's so teeny tiny, it's barely even a change. But we'd like to see E.T. get killed at the end.
That's all.
What? Well, as you have it here, E.T. gets away. And we think movie audiences would really like it if the alien dies, so that the good guys, us humans, win.
I don't know if I really considered E.T. to be a bad guy.
Really? But he's a terrible little brown turd.
As soon as that turd arrives, horrible things start happening. You know, he's eating all the candy, he's getting drunk, he scares people. He almost kills Elliot. He's a bad turd.
Yeah, I think people might like E.T. because he's so innocent.
Innocent? That little brown turd puts children's lives in danger, okay? He's a horrible monster. Probably a molester because of that long, nasty finger.
The dumb idiot turd doesn't even know words or what things are. I thought you made him that way so that we would know that we shouldn't like him.
Yeah, he doesn't know things because he's an alien.
Right, he's a bad guy.
No.
Steven, we're saying the same thing here. He's an alien. That makes him a bad turd.
E.T. is a classic alien movie, right? Aliens come to Earth, they mess things up, and then ultimately humans prevail over their evil Martian enemies. It's a done deal.
We love it, and we want to make your movie as soon as possible. You should be happy.
We just want to see the little brown turd die at the end so we have something to cheer for, that's all. Break him up with a stick and flush him down the toilet.
And then we could have a parade at the end, and all the little kids in town are holding up a piece of the turd.
Wow, David Bouchamp has a drinking problem. Hi, and welcome back.
to GRD's weekly episode
156.
Yes, you got it right.
I got it right the second time.
And yes, as you, those of you who are sitting here wondering, holding up your Battlestar Galactica paraphernalia, Nikki Klein is not here this weekend.
Oh.
Damn.
But that's okay. We have this gentleman who just walked in. Yes. Yay! Bye, Joe.
Have a button. I'm going to throw it. Ready?
Get ready. It's going to go right for your eye.
Oh my god. Oh, you throw things better than I do.
Well, okay. Wow. With the right arc, it was going
to
make it.
Way to kick it in.
Thanks, Anna. Thanks, Anna.
There you go.
In the back.
Woo! Jesus.
All right, take the buttons away from me.
Stop that. You're going to put out somebody's eye with that. Okay, please stop.
Gets you done?
Mm-hmm.
You done? Okay. Because we don't need restraining orders.
Again.
Anytime this evening. But that's okay. Nikki Klein is an awesome person. We actually talked to her, interviewed her. She played the game that we're about to play. We were at Mysticons. That would be episode what, Bruce?
The 150.
See, he doesn't know. He doesn't know any of this.
It's probably four or three or two or one.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. It's somewhere between 100 and now. So
yes, exactly.
Just listen to all of those. Yeah. Don't listen to the early episodes. They really all do suck. They really do. That's just how that goes. So Podcast is Rich Siegfried, we've said many, many times, is the patron saint of this fine program. And why is that? Because without you, it wouldn't exist. Well, you can go ahead and say that.
Aww,
you can go ahead and tell everyone how awesome you are. Go ahead.
I'm pretty awesome.
See, there it is. And because wherever he is, Davey will be right close to him. So there's Davey.
Pretty much, yes.
So why were you having problems drinking just then, sir?
It was funny.
It was the E.T. thing.
The E.T. thing.
Yeah, the E.T. thing just killed me.
Okay.
And I sprayed Bruce with water.
Whoa, spraying Bruce.
And the... No.
I'm just preparing you for your job.
Shut up.
Okay.
Okay.
Quickly. We need volunteers. Everybody.
Volunteers.
Raise your hands. One, two, three. Four. Okay, Susan, you can't play, so you guys. One, two, three, four. Okay. We're going to play the game. And you get Davey, you get... Oh, no, I can't give you Bruce. He never wins.
Do you want me to keep score?
Yeah! Bruce never wins. Do you
give
want,
somebody Bruce.
Do you want Bruce to play for you?
Sure.
Okay, Bruce is playing.
Sorry.
Sorry, dude. and I got you. Cool. So we're going to play a fun little game, and we've got some prizes to give away. So without further ado, maybe we should...
It's time to play the multiverse's favorite guessing game. Do you know the truth when you hear it?
Sure enough!
Can you spot a lie?
Oh, hell no!
Play along with the GRD crew as they decide...
Sure enough!
Or... Oh, hell no!
That's right. Welcome to Show Enough or Oh, Hell No, in which we talk to a guest who's going to be telling us true...
Supposedly.
...things about themselves. And we, as panelists, will have to determine if that true statement is it true, Show Enough, is it not, Oh, Hell No!
Oh, hell no!
So we're going to see who today best knows podcasting's Rich Siegfried. So, sir... If you don't mind, when you are ready, fire off a question. You like that intro? I worked hard on that. Thank you. Thank you. The voice of quiet authority, the Franquilizer.
Yep.
Ah.
All right, so question number one. I was once a mascot for the girls' volleyball team.
I'm.
This is in high school.
Show Enough.
Show Enough.
Show Enough.
No.
No.
You have to say,
wait.
Oh, hell no.
God, pay attention.
Sorry, Davey doesn't have any soul.
Oh,
hell no.
There you go. Okay.
And that show enough is
show enough.
Show enough.
Wow, so you're already losing to Bruce. No one's ever done that.
Shut up!
This is the guy who's known me the longest.
By the way, yes, Davey Bouchamp has known him longer than the rest of us combined.
You know, destroyed me that one day, and I've never been the same.
And I promise you...
Out of Context Theater presents...
If you walk around at 1 o'clock in the morning, Davey will be drinking. He will see Podcasting's Rich Siegfried and go, I'm so happy you're happy! I love you, man! It's beautiful.
Yeah, I've done that before.
Yeah.
Oh, you do it pretty much every goddamn time.
Yes. I've done that every time.
Next question.
All right, question number two. I was once on the Jerry Lewis MDA telethon for kicking more times in an hour than anyone else in California.
For doing what?
For kicking. Show enough.
Oh, hell no.
Oh, hell no.
Oh, hell no?
I wasn't always this tubby. That's true.
Show enough.
Lynn's in the lead.
I'm pretty good at this.
All right.
Because I read the Wikipedia page. What?
Cheater.
Yeah, I read.
When I was 12, I was arrested for picking the official state flower of California on the side of the road.
Now, wait a minute.
Didn't read that part, did you?
See, I know cops, and they've done some very, very dumb things in the past, but
California cops, aren't they too busy smoking weed to do anything? Let me
hanging with Ponch and John.
Never drawn the weapons.
Show enough.
Oh, hell no.
Show enough.
Oh, hell no.
Oh, hell no.
God, I knew it.
Oh, hell no.
I knew I was being tricked on that one.
Damn it. What did you put?
I said he got it wrong. Come on.
It's the first time I've ever tried to keep score.
Let's go with this. I'm losing. Okay.
So far, we have two, and you each have one.
Yeah.
Duh.
All right.
Next question. I have a cat whose name is inspired by a Doctor Who actor.
Show enough.
Oh, hell no.
Show enough.
I'm going to go, oh, hell no.
Show enough is...
Show enough!
Cat Smith. Nice.
Thank you.
We got some pets.
That's pun foo.
Yeah, every time I've known you, you've never had a pet.
Yep.
Okay, look, the thing is, Davey, when you talk to him, you need to listen. That's the thing.
Maybe ask about me and stop talking about yourself.
Or you might want to be sober.
Lynn is in the lead.
Yes, as it should be.
All right, I was a potato inspector for the state of Idaho.
Oh, hell no.
Oh, hell no.
Oh, hell no.
Oh, hell no.
See, that's...
I was.
Oh! See, that's the true one. I had a feeling that one was true.
Do
you inspect potatoes?
Inspect potatoes.
I mean,
you'd think it was kind of self-explanatory.
You know how the potato says inspected by 13? He was 13.
He's 13. Yeah. Wow.
I remember that now.
You've led a crazy life.
I can do many impressions. My life will not be complete until I am able to do a Winnie the Pooh impression.
Show enough.
Show enough.
Show enough.
Show enough.
Yeah, that's true.
Show enough.
Oh, Baba. Remember, while Piglet frets, while Eeyore worries, Pooh just is. Remember that. Like,
that was very zen.
It's from the Tao of Pooh. It really is. From the Tao of Pooh. Yeah.
I was the soundboard operator for the band Striper when they visited a local church.
Show enough.
Show enough.
Show enough.
Show enough.
Nope.
Damn!
Oh, hell no!
Striper church, that would have been awesome.
But I love those yellow black outfits.
I'm not... Shut up. How many points do you have?
More than you.
See? And I'm not saying everything than you are.
You need a hug.
Well,
yes,
there it is.
You.
I was wondering how long before the homoeroticism just could not contain itself. Yes?
All right. Although I never got my pilot's license, I have flown enough hours to be able to steal any single engine airplane.
I'm sorry, to be able to what?
Steal
and fly any single engine aircraft.
I'm going to go with show enough because I think I could do that. I've played Microsoft Flight Simulator. I've played Wing Commander.
Where's the X button? Where's the X button?
Talking about real ones.
Shown up.
Just because it's different, I'm going to go, oh, hell no.
Oh, hell no.
So you should have conformed and joined with everybody else. That is true.
Yes!
Let's hear. I had my very first kiss on the Haunted Mansion ride at Disneyland.
Shown up.
Oh, hell no.
That was a beautiful date.
Shown up.
Thanks for that ice cream.
You never called me a bitch.
Well, I got what I wanted.
What's the true?
What
show enough
show
would be true.
Show enough.
It is true.
Thank you.
Show enough.
Sure enough, says Davey Boucher.
Whitest in the panelist club. Ever.
You are correct, sir.
How many questions you got left, dude?
Three.
Good. Okay, cool.
All right. I have worked in nearly every aspect of the professional wrestling industry, aside from my lifelong dream to be the Anglo-Saxon Mr. Fuji.
Show enough.
Show enough.
Show enough.
Show enough.
Show enough!
Because that's what he calls himself once he's been drinking.
Yes.
Hey.
Well, he's got the bowler hat and everything.
I'm sorry. It is actually what he calls his penis. Okay.
With the bowler hat.
Yep. I think it's weird that you have like the MP3 player with the speakers on the inside of your thighs, so when you take off your pants, it goes da-da-da-da. It's so weird.
The Indiana Jones thing?
Yes.
Yes.
I prefer the Superman thing.
I bet you do.
Starts off slow, but really gets good.
Until Nuclear Man shows up.
I believe that Mary-Kate and Ashley Olsen are the Antichrist and know that during Y2K, they nearly enacted their plan with the help of Furbies to take over the world's population of children.
Show enough.
Show enough.
Oh, hell no.
Sure enough.
Oh, yeah.
Bruce, I'm not putting any sort of credence to that whatsoever.
What are you talking about? All the signs were there. They had a TV show. They had all the stupid movies. The Furbies came out. They look like Furbies. I mean, coincidence?
I know. No. It was probably true, but I just wasn't going to put any credence to that whatsoever. I was like, oh, no, 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 no.
Not even some.
That's why you never win this game.
Exactly.
And the last question: I have won 2 parsecs and have a lifetime achievement award for voice acting.
Show enough.
Show enough.
Oh, hell no. I never win this, so I don't care.
What the hell? Show enough. Show enough. Sure enough.
Show enough.
Show enough.
Show enough. Truth.
That is correct, sir.
I have a lifetime achievement award, but you guys know I haven't won a.
I know.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I thought you had. All right.
I know. I know. That's. Oh my God. Well, that was fascinating and riveting. Big round of applause for our contestant, ladies and gentlemen.
The winner is Flynn.
Shocker! Woo!
This is the first time you've ever won.
No, it's not.
Oh. The second time you've ever won.
Woo!
It's also the second time I've ever played the game, so yes. I am undefeated. Thank you.
Wow. Who was your audience participation?
Who was my first? Nikki Klein.
No, who was playing with you?
With me?
The audience.
Well, no, not that way. There was a glove involved.
See, we were sitting in a room like this, and there were people out there. And we were all up here with microphones talking.
I'm not talking about your first time. I'm talking about right now. Who in the audience was your partner?
Oh, okay. That's not what you asked.
They win too? Yes, that's what. Thank you. That's what I've been trying to ask for the last half an hour.
Who were you playing with?
Yes, that's what you asked with. Who's in second? Who got second place?
Me.
Okay. Well, who did you play for? Because we have two prizes. Because we weren't smart enough to get our copies of Vampires Suck this time that we gave to the last place winner before. Well, I guess I'd have to ask you a question. Star Wars or Felicia Day?
Well,
ask the winner. Star Wars or Felicia Day? Star Wars. Then you, sir, have won something, something, something Dark Side, including the T-shirt edition.
Woo!
And see, mine didn't hit the ceiling when I threw it.
Yeah.
I had an idea.
Can I throw mine out?
No.
Sure.
No.
Okay,
you won
it.
The Dragon Age Redemption, starring Felicia Day, playing the character that she actually is in there from New Video. So thanks to Michael and the crew from New Video for hooking us up with that. And oh my God, as I got
it was perfect.
So before I pimp all the good stuff that our cast and crew are here doing, I'd like to remind everyone to stop by across from the registration desk and vote for Geek Radio Daily for the 2013 Fan Guest of the Year. Because otherwise, you'll have made Bruce a liar with our intro,
mm-hmm.
And you don't want to do
make
that.
Me a liar.
You don't want to make me angry.
You wouldn't like me when I'm angry.
Don't Hulk out. GeekRadioDaily.com.
Anna, what are these cool cards you dropped off here that you should show to everybody? What are these cool cards? You should show to everybody.
Give me.
Oh, that's what they look
like. Oh, really?
Do you want to know what the Parker Awards are? It's the awards for the best in speculative fiction podcasting.
It's and obviously not the best.
Please tell your friends because we would love to hear more about all of the podcasts you're listening to that you think should get.
Like GeekRadioDaily.com, the Sweekly, the sometimes weekly non-award-winning podcast. So since your sites are somewhat back up, tell everybody where they can find you and your happy ass.
Well, if you're looking for graphics and you want to see what I can do, go to prsgraphics.net. If you want to find out about all the shows that I have some hand in or host or distribute, go to outcastmultimedia.com.
Davey?
Oh, it's my
remember, yeah, stop being so goddamn shy and tell people. Be the celebrity you pretend you want to be.
Maybe let it go to Word and Edgewise.
Say something.
Something?
Phenomena.
Phenomena.
Podcast you're on.
Yeah. You're on a podcast.
Yes, I do have a podcast now.
What's a podcast?
Rich, what's a podcast? Do I need an iPod for a podcast?
I don't know,
podcast?
But I understand you can get rich off them. Ladies.
I know what you're thinking, and the answer is yes. I am available.
No, Gallifrey Pirate Radio.
Take two.
Wow.
Gallifrey Pirate Radio, available on the internet.
You know I don't do any post, right? You're aware of that. I don't do post. So say it right the first time.
I can't say it right the first time.
Well, say it right the third time.
Well, what is it?
Gallifrey Pirate Radio.
Yes. It's a Doctor Who podcast where we talk about new episodes, review old episodes. We're starting our line of interviews, like we mentioned earlier, with Inspector Spacetime and David Ho and just all that other good stuff. And plus, I'm a writer, and I got a lot of writing cool stuff coming out. Some actually including Mr. Adventure, which is another podcast.
In this room next.
Yes.
Oh, my dear Lord.
The Amazing Pulp Adventures. We got some exciting stuff coming out this year for it.
Cool. You got anything to say, Bruce? Because you're looking at me.
No, yes. I'm just waiting.
And right, also, out of Gallifrey Pirate Radio, look forward to the Derpy TARDIS opening coming soon.
And as my last little note, I would like to say that not only am I here right now, but I'm also a student. So I'll be going up to do a little bit of tiny bit of schoolwork because this class ends on Monday, and then I've got a week off, and I've got two classes left, and I've got a degree. So
yay!
I'm
going to suck it.
It's a Bachelor's of Communications specializing in technology. Right now, I'm taking a web publishing class. Oh, okay, easy. DreamHost sucks.
I guess.
Yay.
anything else you want to tell the world?
Well, yeah, if you're going to be in town on the 28th, we have our next roller derby game. The River City Roller Girls.
We play roller. Oh, yeah, that's a different.
Well, you're the announcer.
I am the announcer.
So you can come see Thistleheart and the River City Roller Girls on the 28th.
So come on out for that, and I guess we'll see you next year when we are the 2013 fan panel guest of honor people. So clap for us, make it happen, go vote. By Jesus, it's awesome. Thank you so much to RavenCon, to everyone, to
Brandon, to Carla, to Lisa,
Libby, Leslie, whoever she is. She's three people and she's awesome. To everyone who works so damn hard to bring you the fantastic con that we have here, thank you, thank you, thank you. And by the way, GRD is licensed to Creative Commons Attribution, not commercial, not agreement, works 96.3.0 license. Make sure you drop by Facebook, Twitter, the forums, if DreamHost ever gets their shit together, at geekradiodaily.com. That'll be fun. Also, drop us a note, podcast, Billy Flynn, the Bruce Splinters at geekradiodaily.com, or call us at
206-3-FUN-HECK.
The where, who now?
206-3-FUN-HECK.
One more time, because they're weak.
206-3-FUN-HECK.
And we'll see you in a week.
This stinks. Booster Gold.
So why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Believe me, everyone takes the easy way if they can. That's why we tell fart jokes. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
You know, I was thinking for this film, the twist is that the humans are the bad guys, if anyone.
That's weird.
Okay, so if you want to make E.T. a good guy, then you should just have him be human the whole time.
Oh, hey. Hello? No, I get what you're saying. Yeah, just make him like some kind of dude, beer, and eats candy all the time.
Yes, that's right. A really cool dude.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe we could change his name to something easier, like Ed.
Or Eddie, so we know he's fun.
Yeah, I'll have a backwards hat.
Can the hat be red?
Oh, my God. There's your movie, right? Eddie.
See, look, I think Elliot and E.T. have a connection. Well, it's why they both get sick together.
Gary.
You know, see, that's what I'm talking about, is there's no reason for E.T. to be alive at that point. That'd be a good time to kill the turd.
Can we please stop referring to E.T. as a turd?
I'm so sorry, Steven. I didn't mean to put any turds in your mouth. I thought you wanted him to be a turd.
I imagine him to be like a 2-foot turd with legs, right? Maybe arms?
Yeah, he's like the last turd that comes out of someone's body when they die.
Turds from space.
There's a turd in the house.
Turd 2. We'll make the first turd later.
Okay, look, I'm sorry. This just isn't the direction I want to go with my film. I'm afraid this isn't going to work.
Steven, don't be difficult. Steven, what child leaves home and then throws a turd in their basket?
Steven, just as long as you know you're wrong about the turds.
You know, all this turd talk's got me hungry. Allison, can you bring in steak sandwiches again?
Steven, you're a turd in the basket.
Hey, Allison, could you get us some steak sandwiches?